So, Andrew, obviously snow has fallen. What are we seeing right now? Obviously, there was a winter storm that was predicted to happen. What are we seeing today?
Yeah, we're waking up to a big spread as you move from north to south across Champaign County. Northern areas, people up in Rantoul, Paxton, Gifford, Thomasboro, they're waking up to a dusting out there. But then you head just, 50 to 100 miles south, Champaign-Urbana, Sadorus, Pisotum, Tolono, these areas, we've got several inches out there, anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow. And then you can get higher amounts as you head even further south from there. The last snow is starting to pull away from the area this morning. We've got some flurries out there. The winds are blustery. So roads are still mostly snow covered. In town, I think you can get around if you leave early, take it slow. Rural areas probably going to be dealing with that blowing snow, at times through the rest of the day.
Yeah, I know. I have an SUV and was still going slow, and I made it, but I went slow.
Definitely.
What are we expecting to see next?
Yeah, as we head through the day today, it's not impossible to, see some snow flurries out there. No additional accumulation expected here, but again, with those blustery winds, snow flurries, just take it slow through the day today, and we'll see those conditions clear as we head into the overnight. The winds, too, will be peeling back as we head through the overnight as well. And we'll just be looking at some cold temperatures heading through the rest of the week.
Cold temperatures, what is that going to be? How cold are we talking?
Yeah, we're talking overnight lows dropping down into the single digits. We'll see those afternoon high temperatures in the teens as we head through the middle part of the week. There's a couple pieces of good news there. It's kind of short-lived. We'll start to see the temperatures climb out of that cold basement as we head into the weekend. Okay. We're also not talking about these winds lasting, kind of overlapping with those cold temperatures. So overnight lows in the single digits, wind chills probably, a few degrees below zero there, but we're not talking about high winds with the extreme cold. So all in all, I think it's something we can handle here. This is January in the Midwest.